place. See terms of use.
Now it's 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is one of those event days that makes the radio more relevant, or communication tools that we have more relevant, if you know how to use the tools. And I don't mean this to sound smug, but I think you can find a lot of things quickly if you go to DougSteffen.com. A lot of you have turned on television, you're listening to the radio, you're in your car, however you're approaching this. There's a lot of fear-mongering going on. I think NBC has been outrageously...
I got to agree.
Irresponsible.
Ann Curry should be sent home right now.
Oh, my God, is she terrible.
She's making it sound like the end of the world is about to happen.
That's their job in the news media, though.
Well, you know what? It isn't the news media anymore. It's the BS media.
There's sensationalism, and then there's there's urgency in news, and then there's sensationalism. Yeah. And when you cross that line, wow. I mean,
totally irresponsible.
Yeah.
Anybody who's watching NBC should flip to ABC or to CBS or some other channel, or you can watch basically whatever you can see there. You can see on our website.
Good Day Show. We've got the cam on the Waikiki Beach. You can see everything, and they're breaking in with news coverage. It's all
you
right
can
there.
See the waves have picked up, but it doesn't.
Now, here's
look
the
like
deal. I was just watching. The Caltech people appear to be the best, the most knowledgeable.
Right, and they're
of
not
all
panicky
people.
No.
So they are talking first about what happened in Japan. Listen to this for a comparative. The Northridge earthquake lasted 6 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The earthquake last night in Japan lasted 5 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
No, because that 6 seconds in Northridge felt like about 5 minutes. Right. I can't imagine.
And you can see some of the detail. If you look at some of the way, I'm just watching now the way the waves came over the land, some farmland, and then what comes, the dirt and everything that's moving, and then the devastation in the communities. Northeastern Japan, I guess we'd best describe it. Not all the way up, up maybe two-thirds of the way on the island, main island of Japan is where this took place, or just off, just around it. And so the tsunami headed off and went. We heard from our station in Guam that they didn't get much there, maybe a foot and a half.
I'm so intrigued by my conversation with our friend Maria Bailey, though.
Maria Bailey, who you hear often during this hour of the program, took her daughter to Hawaii for a long weekend. And she left last night from Miami. I went to Atlanta, and then Atlanta, a direct flight to Hawaii. And so she was in the air
She's
when we first started talking to her this morning 3 hours ago. And she was supposed to land an hour and a half ago, and they're still in the air. But they ain't, there can't be a lot of fuel. They just don't put that much fuel in them. You get an extra hour or so, and that's it.
She's sitting in first class with Internet access, watching the same cameras and things that we are on Waikiki Beach.
Yeah.
But the Internet has, or the airport has closed, so they're just kind of...
They're out there circling.
Hanging out over the water.
Yeah. Well, they have to open it sooner or later because they got to get those planes down. They're not going to send them anyplace. They may be deciding which of the three airports is the best to land at in order to get them on the ground, the big one or the other two. But that's a fascinating connection. I wish we could somehow get Maria on the phone.
Can she Skype us?
She cannot Skype us.
No. Anyway, well, they're low enough now because they'll be circling there below 10,000 feet for sure, probably more like 5,000, 6,000 feet. And if she's there, most of the flights that leave at night, especially from the West Coast, are all stacked up. Because think about it this way. Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles all have all of the airlines, American, Delta, United, Continental. Well, now Continental is part of United. So there are at least three airliners from each of those three cities that leave at night to go to Hawaii. There are flights from Dallas, Chicago, Atlanta, New York that are all going to Hawaii. Plus, although at this point the major tourists are not Americans, they're Japanese. But because it's only a couple-hour flight from Tokyo down, well, no, I'm thinking of Guam. Hello, what's the matter with me? It's the same distance from mainland Japan to Hawaii as it is mainland America to Hawaii. So those flights could have left conceivably from Tokyo after, before the
to Hawaii
before there was a before the whatchamacallit took place, the earthquake.
Lucky,
right?
So anyway, imagine all those planes stacked up, running around in circles. Hello, sooner or later they got to come down because there's no place for them to go other than those three airports. That's it. So they got to figure out something. But there hasn't been that big a tidal wave. You said you had video on the airport and it was dry, right?
The video, if you go to Doug Steffen Show or gooddayshow.com, you can see the live Ustream feed in Hawaii, and they are showing the airport. They're showing mostly the security cam out on the beach on Waikiki. And I mean, there's water there over the last hour or two. The water's crested up more onto the beach.
You can definitely see more waves, too.
More waves, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the airport is dry. The beach is fine. I mean, I would walk out in that water.
One wonders about how much wind is created by this.
None.
If you look at the palm trees, and they're moving a little, but not much.
All right, so sooner or later.
Remember, this is not a weather event. This is just a water event. It's purely water.
Right.
No weather attached.
The one thing that really shakes people up is when you think, any of us who live part-time, full-time in California, and you remember what I saw, I remember the 405, the 105. I remember after Northridge looking at these.
The freeways cracked in half.
The freeways cracked in half. The bridges fell to the ground.
You ought to see the footage coming out of Japan. I mean, cracks in the road 3 feet wide.
Well, it's not that. There were plenty of those with the Northridge earthquake out here. But that lasted 6 seconds. This earthquake lasted five minutes.
Yeah.
Can you imagine standing in the top of a 30-story building and it shakes like that for 5 minutes?
You've got to think, be thinking. At any second, this whole building is going to fall.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's the update. We're going to have some more. I think if there's something new, we'll pass it along. Conversationally, I think we've spent ourselves as far as the impact of this is concerned. And although listeners are in and out, the good consistency is that the information is there pretty well over the overview and the outline pretty solid at DougSteffen.com. In a moment, Chef Louis DeAngelis, who hasn't been around for a couple of weeks, will join us. We want to talk about the way to make pastry dough. Wow, this sounds exciting. This is just what we need to give ourselves
a
rest.
It's tricky,
From
my MetaFast diet is making me want some pastry dough.
Really? You know what? I have to admit, yesterday I stopped at one of the local there. For whatever the reason, Los Angeles, why here, I don't know, has some of the best local. There's no Dunkin' Donuts here. There's nothing the equivalent of Dunkin' Donuts.
There's so Yum Yum and Mitchell's.
But they're not that. Mitchell's
Krispy
Kreme. But they're not like everywhere. Mm-hmm. But there are these. The point is, Jen, that near to the studio here, and when I head back across using the surface roads to Hollywood, there are four or five of these little donut shops. Mom and pop donut shop.
Always, independently owned.
I gave in yesterday.
Did you?
I stopped, and Charlotte and I shared an orange donut.
An orange donut? Flavored like oranges?
Yep. Yeah. It was really...
Was it like a round cake donut or a
No, it was a regular donut with orange on it.
Huh.
You're so weak.
Oh,
was it good?
God. Yeah. Listen to this guy. I'm so weak. Give me a break, would you please?
You talk this game.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Hero, Mr. Tough is here. Let's see after Louis gets his mouth watering for a while how much of a big
hard
tough
part.
Guy
when
he
Louis
is.
On, it's hard.
Yeah, 15 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Can everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
When you want a mortgage with historically low interest rates and a payment plan that runs on your schedule, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created automatic mortgage payment choices through the Wells Fargo Preferred Payment Plan, a free service available with any of our mortgages. Call, click, or stop by Wells Fargo and ask about our low mortgage interest rates and automatic mortgage payment choices today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank N.A., is an equal housing lender.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
It's 18 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. She's a winner, therefore she is winning.
Winning.
We're gonna Richie's here. We're gonna outdo Charlie Sheen's cooking show. We have Chef Louis DeAngelis here.
That's right. Winning.
He's our winner. He'll be winning. He does that. The food shows. He's actually one of the guys in the Southeast that gets to go around to restaurants that are having trouble and straighten them out. So whenever his ideas come before us, we know they have credible value. So today, we're involved in making pastry dough. How do we do, hey, this is...
Yeah, because this can be tricky.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. With all of the demos I've been doing lately, no big news flash here. Money's tight and food prices are up. So there's a lot of people that are doing more recipes and cooking more at home. And one of the big things is pastry dough. You know, you want to make a nice dessert for somebody, but, you know, it's $3, $4 to buy the shells. You're talking 30 cents to make it at home, 40 cents.
Yeah.
But as Jennifer said, they are tricky, because you have to make sure that your butter is ice cold. You can't let your butter melt. You don't want it to melt. That's why you use ice water, because you want all the little flecks of butter in the pastry. When you roll it out, you want it, because that's the act that, the butter acts as a leavening, basically, besides as a fat, and that's what makes it flaky.
Really?
What's the difference between pastry dough and pie crust?
Well, they're the same, but a pastry dough is lighter and flakier.
Okay.
And
kind of like a Rich versus Louis.
Got it.
Yeah, I'm flakier. Yeah.
Exactly.
No, Richie's lighter, but you may not be. I think maybe he's a little flakier than you are. The flour and butter together, you want the butter to be frozen. I understand that. Why wouldn't you want the butter to melt and get all into the dough
rather than
have these little chips?
Oh, you want nice little chips.
I know you want that, but why?
Because then when you cook it, it distributes itself evenly. And
why wouldn't it distribute itself evenly if it was melted?
Well, if it was melted, Doug, it would be just like grease. And it's not going to push up the flour that's above it, say.
Oh.
And that's what makes the flakiness. That's what makes air holes. It makes it flaky and light and delicious. So, but the problem is you sit there chopping butter all the time. They always tell you use these little, the little butter swords that you put on your hands, and you're chopping and you're chopping. The best way is just take butter, take a stick and freeze it. Then take it out frozen and use a box grater and grate it into your flour.
That's a good idea.
21 after the hour on your day.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to collapseproof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
Near you.
Come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play. Game of love.
Get to our birthdays. Famous people who are born on March 11th. Some musicians, some actors, people who we know, like Rick Rothwell. You may not even know this guy, but he's one of the members of the Mindbenders.
Fake name.
Drummer.
Fake name alert.
Rick Rothwell. All right, what do you think his name is?
Fake name alert. Huh? Something like William Zamora.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm looking. I just checked it out, Richie, and you're wrong. Snopes says that Rick Rothwell is his real name.
Now, get
Game of Love, among many of their hits. Wayne Fontana put this group together. The Game of Love.
Love.
All right, now the Fakers show up, although it's Billy. Was it Milli Vanilli that was the Faker?
It was the Fakers. These are not them.
All right, okay. Mark Stein, keyboardist with Vanilla Fudge.
Like Milli Vanilli, but Fudge.
Keep me hanging on. Sam Donaldson's birthday is today. Sam is 75 today. Happy birthday to him. Judge Antonin Scalia.
Oh, yeah.
Time for him to go home. He's 74 today. See who else have we got that we can celebrate. How about George Cummins? Did I pronounce it? I don't know this group, Golden Earring.
Oh, yeah, you're calling it Radar Love, baby.
Yeah. This is a lot of noise. Do you have this up louder than you do, Richard? It feels like I'm yelling over it.
Yeah, it's right around that. You know this, don't you? Come on now.
No, I don't know this song at all. Never heard it before in my life.
Right here.
I don't know it either, actually. No.
Get out of town.
That didn't help.
Don't know it.
Really?
Okay, Bobby McFerrin, everybody knows
know
who he
him.
Is.
Wow.
61 today.
That blows my mind,
though. Come on, could we, like, keep moving
I got
here?
Right here.
Don't worry.
Jazz musician and songwriter. Pretty improvisational. This is one of the examples of that.
Yeah.
With his,
he pretty much made this up on stage.
Yeah, he did.
Yep.
Don't worry, but you're happy. Woo, woo, woo. Susan Richardson with Susan on Eight is Enough. Seriously, Richie, this is way too loud.
Okay, Doug.
Excuse me, thank you. I don't want to have to yell. The 59th birthday for Susan Richardson.
I would hate to have you yell over the 8 is enough theme.
Yeah, that'd be terrible. Born this day.
That's just sacrilegious.
1952. Jimmy Fortune with the Statler Brothers. 56 today. LPs today. Atlanta Blue. Four for the show. A lot of gospel favorites from the Statler Brothers. This is not a gospel song. I'm saying about smoking cigarettes and Captain Kangaroo, but good kind of wholesome fun group, the Statler Boys. He's 56. Cheryl Lynn.
Oh, yeah.
This one you recognize from the disco era of pop music. Ooh. Big on the R&B oldies circuit. Got to be real. This may be her only song, but I think it's recognizable that people pretty much everywhere know this song.
That would be pronounced Got to Be Real.
Bruce Watson, born this date, 1961, with the group My God Rich. What is it with you?
It's the same level as the other one, Doug.
Yeah, too loud.
You just don't like the rock and roll. The
no, I just can't
and,
hear anything.
Yeah.
Got to be real. Cheryl's 54 today. Bruce Watson, I did that already. Alex Kingston, Dr. Elizabeth Corday. Man, I think she's a sex bot.
All that hair?
Yeah, just that. She's a very sexy lady. 48. Does that sound like a sexist comment? Whatever it is.
Not any more than usual.
The guy who plays David Hodges on CSI is Wallace Langham. He's 46 today. Lisa Loeb is 43. This is her big claim to fame. Grammy Jaffe, a keyboardist for the Wallflowers at 42. And Benji and Joel Madden, singers with Good Charlotte, 32 today. That's it. Birthday list for March 11th, 28 after on Good Day.
Do you use the word app a lot? This three-letter abbreviation has been chosen as the word of the year. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you don't know what an app is by now, you should. It's short for application and refers to downloadable programs for smartphones and computers. Here are some of the other words the American Dialect Society considered. Fat finger. It means to accidentally strike more than one key on a keyboard pad. Spillion. An immense number, especially the oil in the Gulf of Mexico. Phoenix firm. A troubled company that emerges under a new name. And hacktivism. Using computer hacking skills as a form of political or social activism. Will these new words become part of everyday speech? Probably. The words and phrases this group chose a decade ago are very familiar now. They include courtesy call, civil union, and sadly, sudden loss of wealth syndrome. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all my programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Alex has told you that the Mideast uprisings over food prices and shortages caused by fuel costs are spreading worldwide. We're seeing the impact right here in the United States. Ethanol that was supposed to reduce petroleum use and fuel prices hit a 30-month high in February, and pump prices are expected to reach $5 a gallon. Because of shipping costs, food is being priced out of the reach of millions of Americans with an expected 35% jump in the next 60 days. Move quickly while you can still afford it, and eFoods Direct will pay your shipping costs for you. For the best-tasting, long-term storable food, you pay nothing for shipping and can put every dollar into food at today's prices. eFoods Direct, food so delicious you can serve it tonight or save it for the future. Take advantage of free shipping by calling 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today. Day complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Work with us.
What's happening there, buddy?
Hey, it's 33 after the hour, Richie.
Hey. 27 before the new hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Just a couple of updated items on the tsunami or the earthquake. What's going on? Some of the ships that are stationed along the coast, San Diego and north a little bit, Seal Beach, are being now moved out to sea. And they have fired them up, and they're moving a number of the ships, Navy ships, Coast Guard ships, out. And the story is it's just a precaution because they don't expect to have much. There really isn't even a watch here. It's a warning or whatever the lesser of the two is. But they did acknowledge, Jennifer, what you were saying, that this is going to come in sort of two waves, if you'll pardon the pun. If you look at the footage that we have at DougSteffen.com, the views of the tsunami in the daylight, the TV cameras that have captured this massive surge of water. There are some photographs, and there is some video of actually the event taking place, not only the building swaying back and forth, but out on the land as the material moves around, as the earthquake takes its toll. It's really amazing.
Nature is the most amazing thing that we will ever see.
Yep.
Thank you, Rich. Can I write that down? I don't want to forget that.
It's a morsel. We've got this... I'm looking at our Ustream feed that we have on here.
It's the line of the day.
I mean, there's 20,000 people watching the beaches on Waikiki with the little waves rippling.
Maria landed yet?
No. She's still got a little while. She's still over water.
Yeah. Haven't got a lot of fuel. Okay, Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about food. We've been focused on pastry dough. and why it is you can't put melted butter in. I think it was explained to me carefully so that I wouldn't sound foolish, but I asked the question. It's different
between
butter, the frozen butter. You know what? You really are getting on my nerves. Freezing the butter.
You've reached the morsel maker.
Yeah. There's a chunk there someplace, too. Anyway, so the reason for frozen butter is because...
You can't call me fat anymore.
Just, I can refer to that behind of yours. It still is.
Come on.
Over the top.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so butter, you have to use frozen butter if you're doing pastry dough. Is that the same if you're making pancakes, let's say, or anything else that you might put butter in a dough?
No, you don't put butter in the dough like in a pancake mix. But if you're doing it in, say, a cake mix,
why would you like
cookies?
You don't put butter in pancake mix.
How do you know I don't put butter in pancake mix?
Because you shouldn't be.
Well, maybe
I consider
not
you to be spelt. I wouldn't imagine that you would add extra butter to pancake mix.
Actually, I've been cooking my pancakes. I have my Metafast pancakes. They have been eating regularly. I am cooking them in coconut oil.
Yours.
Well,
you should actually release a Doug version of the Metafast diet. It includes coconut oil and linguine.
Yeah. It's called the Dougafast diet.
And an orange donut. It's called Med Not So Fast with Doug Devin.
Yeah, you can actually
take things a little at a time. I don't want to get too carried away. What'd you say, Louis?
You can use coconut oil in place of butter in like cake mixes, though.
Yeah,
it's perfectly fine. But when you make your pancakes, if you obviously you're trying to make them fluffy.
Yes.
Okay. And a lot of the people were asking me about these French toast and pancakes because they've been buying them and now they want to make them. That is, save a little money. Well, if you take a teaspoon of baking soda in your egg mixture, say when you do your French toast, it makes that real nice and fluffy and light. And you can throw some in your pancakes. Makes them rise real nice. Makes them really good.
Have you been doing a lot of these sorts of programs lately on radio and television? Have you been the focus? People asking these questions of you. You have a website. People go to your website, right?
Well, no, this has been a live bunch of demos. Right now, this time of year, it's strong for demos. Taste of Home has been making the rounds.
Yeah.
Catherine Cassidy from Taste of Homes has always comes down to Florida to see me.
Yeah.
And we do a bunch of demos, and it just seems that people now, more so than lately, are wanting to cook at home.
Hmm.
And, but they're not asking
because
for
you can
recipes.
Control the ingredients.
Yeah, they're not asking for recipes, though. You know, there's plenty of places to get recipes, mine or anybody's. But what they want is tips. And I'll give you a perfect example. A recipe might call for a teaspoon of salt. Okay? Now, it doesn't specify if it should be kosher salt or sea salt. So now people are confusing this. And, you know, with Campbell's telling everybody, touting the fact that their soups now have sea salt, like it's a big deal. Uh-huh. Well, the problem is if you... You know, in this country, we measure everything by volume, whereas everywhere else in the world, the recipe is done by weight. So now, a teaspoon of sea salt is twice as much actual salt as a teaspoon of kosher salt. Because kosher salt, you know, is grainier, very big grains, whereas sea salt is very fine. So now you're stuffing too much more salt. Now, if you're not careful with that, you know, you taste the soup or whatever you're making, it's real salty. You know, so there's a lot of tips that people want, and you know, because the recipes, as much as they try to specify, doesn't really help. And so they want tips, and that's what we've been going through. And man, I go in and do a demo on like five or six different food items, and all they want to know is, you know, measuring tips or. Well, you know, just a little, like what happens if you do put too much salt in something? You know, if you're making a stew and it's very salty. You know, so what do? You peel a potato and throw that in the mix while it's cooking. And the potato will soak up all the salt.
Now, you also have been studying potatoes. Were you around with us last week or the week before when Richie got fascinated watching the potato? We were talking about, was it Uri? Who told us that? We set potatoes out, sweet potatoes out, and they started to bud.
Uri was trying to get us to all think about the potato at the same time so that it would grow a bud as we were watching it in the 15 minutes after he was on the show. So we had the Yam Cam on DougStefan.com, and we watched. And the couple of spuds that it did sprout, that were already there did grow a little bit, although I did not see any new sprouts.
Well, you know how to stop that. Let's say you have a bag of potatoes and you don't use them as much as other people. Rather than for them to get soft and start sprouting, which then you can't use the potato, throw a slice of apple in the bag.
Really? Why does that stop it? The acidity of the apple?
I think it's the ethylene gas. It stifles the growth.
Really?
Yeah. And that saves you a bag of potatoes.
You are just a wealth of knowledge.
You take these potatoes and put them in a paper bag instead of in a plastic bag, and they'll last a month with a slice of apple in there.
Because it's dark.
Yeah, it's dark. Mm-hmm. It's cool. And the paper absorbs all the gases that would normally sit there and make it
rot. So they don't get all soft. Like sometimes.
Why, when you buy a bag of potatoes, do they put them in those net-type bags then, Louis? Why wouldn't they put them in the potato in the sacks, in the paper sacks?
Because it's cheaper.
Yep.
That's all it boils down to.
They don't care whether they last after you buy them or not.
They just like you to buy them.
Buy more. Yeah. Buy more. So, but answer, if you will, address that issue about the potatoes getting soft. I've forgotten why they do that. Is it the air or just the oxygen getting to them that gets them, makes them go soft? Because you keep them in the refrigerator and they don't get soft as soon.
Well, they end up, first of all, they pick up moisture. You know, and then you have this.
Hold on just a second. When I was a kid, we had a potato cellar. I used to grow potatoes all the time in my garden. I sort of gave up, although I'm thinking this year I might want to grow them again.
You got a good place for potatoes up by you.
You
grow good potatoes there.
So, but the potatoes, we used to put them in the cold room down in the in the cellar, and they'd be fine. But yet, maybe it's the cold. I'm not sure.
I'm
thinking about this for the first time. Why are they? Do they stay hard down in the coal cellar?
Well, the temperature stifles the growth of certain bacteria.
Oh.
And that softening is the bacteria eating the potato, and that's what the resulting is, the softness of it. Apples do help it though. Apples. Yeah. Let's say you have a big bag of brown sugar and it's sitting in your pantry and it gets hard as a rock.
Oh yeah, that happens to me all the time.
Put it in a bag with a slice of apple.
Really?
Yep. Next day, you got perfectly grainy, wonderful to use brown sugar.
Hmm.
And you're not throwing it out. You're not wasting money. It's just, you know, all these little crazy things. You know, like, when you make pasta, do you like a nice, thick gravy for your pasta?
No.
Oh, you like soupy?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
I like thick.
Oh, yeah. Thick is what we do in the restaurants. Chunky, thick. When you ladle it out on top of a bowl of pasta, it stays right where you ladle it. So it looks pretty. But the problem is the pasta is a yellowish-white look to it, and it's not very appetizing.
Mm-hmm.
So what we do in the business is when we boil the water for pasta, we throw annatto in it, which is like a red dye. It's a food. I mean, you use that in Mexico.
It's not like red dye number 5.
No, annatto is it's organic. It's a plant.
Huh.
And now when your pasta comes out of the water, it's already red. It's off red. It's got a red tint to it. So it looks like it already went through the sauce, and there's just more sauce on top of it. It makes a more appetizing dish.
Chef Louis DeAngelis is here. We're talking about some of the things that he's been talking about on the food shows, some of the information that may not have made it to the front page yet, but they're very helpful tips, frequently asked questions. And so we continue the focus on my favorite food, corn on the cob. Ideas about that coming up in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
We here on the Good Day program have been talking a lot about the helpful benefits of probiotics over the years. Our friends at Digestive Advantage, who make Sustanex, now have a formula to help you with a wider variety of gastrointestinal ailments before they become a problem, instead of treating the after effects like so many other brands do. You know about the special probiotics that are in Sustanex. Well, add to that. Digestive Advantage, unlike other probiotics, survive passage through stomach acids to grow in your digestive tract. Digestive Advantage also helps break down complex carbohydrates, which when they go undigested, trigger digestive problems. You know the story. Gas, bloating, diarrhea, those things. And with a strong immune system and with Digestive Advantage, you don't have these problems. So right now, get a 30-day supply for less than $10. That's right. The other comparable products are $20 and $30 a month. $10 a month for Digestive Advantage, available at drugstores and supercenters like CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Chad Hoover, Vice President with Sanofi Pasteur. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Sanofi Pasteur. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've been a national sponsor of March for Babies for the past 3 years, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
Hey, Doug.
Thank you, Rich. Go.
Hi. It's 12 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A focus on food here. Chef Louis DeAngelis is our expert. He spends some time with us every week talking about some of the new ideas, things that will help you when preparing. More and more people are interested in the locavore movement. That is, buy local food, going and watching as the farmer may harvest it, or maybe you can watch it. Maybe you can volunteer. A lot of people are buying CSA shares, and they can help in planting the feed and the food. I plant feed. He plants food. But there is just this groundswell of interest in the local food movement. I think part of it is showing up as people preparing more at home, preparing more of their foods at home. So the most favorite of all of my foods is a great ear or two or three or four of corn on the cob. Summertime, I'll have that once a week just for dinner. I get Smart Balance. I'm using Smart Balance now as far as butter is concerned. And that's, you know, it's good. It's good for me. It's good for people who are trying to watch their cholesterol, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
It's got a lot of sugar. It turns into corn, peas, and carrots.
Yeah, they're
just
the sugary
pretty much
vegetables.
Turn into sugar.
And potatoes.
Yeah. And potatoes, yeah.
Yeah.
So you
got
to watch too much.
So do you prepare corn? And mentioning Richie just did the peas, those sorts of things. Are they all prepared more or less the same way?
Well, with corn, in my business, you know, we always throw a pinch of sugar in the boiling water. You never put salt in it because it toughens up the corn, but if you put sugar in there, it really sweetens up the corn.
I never knew that. I always use salt.
I do that, too.
What we did and still do is put milk in the water.
Huh. Well, that has sugar in it. Milk has natural sugar.
You ever do that, Louis, put milk in there?
I've never tried it, but I've heard of that because of the lactose. Yeah. It brings out all the natural flavor.
Yeah.
Sugar makes it more bright yellow or golden colored. And it really just makes it nice. And I'm not talking about a half a bag, just a pinch.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
All right. Now, let's see here. Because we have the Egg Board as a sponsor, you have interesting news about eggs and how we tell whether they are fresh or not.
Right. You take an egg and you put it in a bowl of water, totally immersed.
I always forget. Is it the floaters that are still good?
No, the floaters are bad.
Okay.
As an egg ages, the inner lining of the egg and the albumin shrinks. Mm-hmm. The white, and so it lets more air into the egg.
Richie, did you know that about floaters?
I didn't know that about floaters,
you
Doug.
You take a fresh egg right from the chicken,
yeah,
you know, like I get, and I put them in water, man, they're just, boom, they hit the bottom, and that's it. They don't move.
Yeah.
There's solid liquid inside there. You know, it's all egg inside it. But as they age, more air enters it, and that's what ruins the egg. That's what makes it rotten, because it brings in air. And along with the air comes all the bacteria. So when you get them in the grocery store, they're about 2 weeks old, and you'll see them the small eggs end of the egg tipping upward.
Yeah, and now see, okay. Again, the other reason to go to the local farm is because they don't have – I sell organic eggs on my farm that are 2 days old.
Yeah, they're amazing. When you crack a fresh egg into a pan, it doesn't run. As it hits the pan, it looks like you just had a little a ring around it because it's that thick and that fresh. It's
ring
just...
around the egg, ring around the egg. Chef Louis DeAngelis here with us on Good Day at 51 after the hour.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists to help clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Stops costly pump outs and repairs and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
As expected, emotional testimony at a controversial congressional hearing. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. At issue, the radicalization of some Muslims in America, creating a threat of terrorism. The House Homeland Security Committee started its hearings on this issue yesterday. Republican Congressman Peter King of New York, who chairs the committee, accusing critics of engaging in rage and hysteria.
To back down would be a craven surrender to political correctness and an abdication of what I believe to be the main responsibility of this committee, to protect America from a terrorist attack.
One of those who spoke to the panel yesterday, Dr. Zudi Jasser, who heads up the American Islamic Forum for Democracy. He supports the hearings and says many people are in denial about self-radicalization.
We can call everybody a bigot or an Islamophobe if they even talk about it, but you're not going to solve the problem, and the problem's increasing exponentially.
The committee also heard from Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison of Minnesota, the first Muslim ever elected to Congress. Ellison criticized the hearings of painting all Muslims with the brush of radicals.
When you assign their violent actions to the entire community, you assign collective blame to a whole group.
Ellison then delivered the most emotional testimony of the day. He spoke of a New York City police cadet named Mohammed Salman Hamdani, who lost his life as one of the first responders on 9/11.
After the tragedy, some people tried to smear his character solely because of his Islamic faith. Some people spread false rumors and speculated that he was in league with the attackers because he was a Muslim. But it was only when his remains were identified that these lies were exposed.
There was so much emotion leading up to this congressional hearing yesterday that Capitol Police had to boost security. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
The Western Mountain keeps the packed powder alive heading into the weekend with lots of snow in the last week. Like at Breckenridge in Colorado, a recent 2 feet of new snow in the last week. They have everything open with over 2,300 acres. Vail with well over 5,000 acres. Riding powder stashes. In the last 5 to 6 days, they've picked up a foot and a half of new snow at Vail. Steamboat checks out 165 runs in Utah Park City with about 2 feet of snow in the last week. They have every trail, 114 runs open. The Canyon's moving on to 180 trails, while at Snowbird, it's over 80 runs. Good packed powder snow. The Eastern Mountains wrapping up the week with rain, but the weekend looks more mild, spring-like in some places, and that's going to provide a lot of fun on and off the slopes with that spring atmosphere at the resorts. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania with about a half a dozen runs open. Up to Whiteface, a better loose granular snow with over 80 trails and 20-plus miles. Stratton in southern Vermont with over 80 runs and 35 miles of terrain. More details are at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
With a so-called perfect storm of negative economic news, it was a rough day on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow taking a 228-point dive, finishing at 11,985. NASDAQ off by 51. S&P dropped 25. Crude oil was also down, $1.68 a barrel, finishing at $102.70. The largest earthquake on record in Japan struck the northeast coast of that country overnight, measuring at magnitude 8.9, triggering a tsunami that is now eyeing Hawaii, a tsunami warning in effect for the entire state, with tsunami warnings also posted for parts of Alaska and coastal areas of California and Oregon. If you shop on the internet, you get the first crack at the new iPad. Apple's iPad 2 began selling online a few hours ago. Sales at Apple stores begin at 5 this afternoon Eastern Time. Here's something that happens this weekend. That's right, turning the clocks ahead. Spring ahead before you go to bed tomorrow night. The concept most recently revised in 1977 when daylight saving time was extended from the second Sunday in March until the first Sunday in November. There are some places that do not observe daylight saving time. Arizona, Hawaii, Puerto Rico, American Samoa, and the Virgin Islands. Of course, if you're lucky enough to live in any of those places, why would you want to lose an hour, right? And finally, did you hear about Yogi Berra? Wait a minute. No, this isn't it. No, I said Yogi Berra, not Yogi Bear. Yogi Berra, the all-time great New York Yankee baseball Hall of Famer, taken to a hospital in the Clearwater, Florida area yesterday after tripping and taking a fall. Yogi turns 86 in May. He fell in the visiting clubhouse of the Philadelphia Phillies spring training complex as the Yanks and Phils were playing an exhibition game. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman says Yogi will be just fine.
I was told basically, hey, he had slipped, he fell. Everything looks like he's fine, but the paramedics are just being certain.
Yogi, in fact, was released from the hospital just hours after being checked out. As you may know, he's as famous for his convoluted expressions as he is for his baseball career. Here's some of what he has said through the years. It ain't over till it's over. If you come to a fork in the road, take it. And my personal favorite, somebody asked Yogi once, what time is it? Yogi replied, you mean now? Yogi Berra, one of a kind, with hopefully many, many more years to come. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the warranty guarantee.